Let us pray. Oh God, help us to connect with you as we equip the young. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. In a poignant passage from Ray Mark's First World War novel, All Quiet on the Western Front, the protagonist, Paul, finishes his duty, jumps into a trench, finds the enemy coming towards him, and an enemy soldier jumps in the trench with him, and he stabs him out of self-preservation, kill him before he kills me. But he watches this soldier, this enemy, die slowly. He gives him water. He tries to patch up his wounds. When the man finally dies, Paul, age 18, opens the man's jacket and pulls out his wallet. He finds his name is Gerard, and that makes that enemy more human to him. He sees a picture of the man with his wife and his daughter, and he's so filled with remorse at taking this young father's life that he begs the corpse and God for forgiveness. He'd gone off to war to the celebration of his community and the promise of his teachers that he looked so handsome in his uniform and he was going to take the world by storm. And then he writes this, "We are not youth any longer, and we no longer want to take the world by storm." It's a terrible thing to kill the idealism and the optimism of youth. And in our scripture this morning from 1 Samuel, we met David, and Kim told us all about the scripture from 1 Timothy, where Timothy is being trained to be a pastor, and Paul encourages him, though he's young, don't let people despise you for your youth. Do your best, and they will see Jesus in you. And so I want us to take a look at how it is that we as a church family encourage and equip the young, because we have an awesome opportunity 7 days a week as there are children from birth to age 18 on our campus every day of the week to encourage them in their faith, to teach them the faith, to teach them Bible stories and how to pray, and to have little huddles with Christian messages in the middle of basketball, and to have Wednesday night classes and Sunday school classes and youth group. We have an awesome opportunity to equip the young. So we have David, who went to the front lines. There's a war going on between the Israelites and the Philistines, and his father sent him with supplies for his older brothers who were serving, and also to get the news of how the battle was going and bring back news. How are your brothers? Bring back news to dad. And when David gets to the front lines, he sees this champion, Goliath, 10-foot tall giant, come out and say, "Send me a man." And he sees the Israelites cowering on the sidelines with fear, overcome with anxiety, and they're losing this battle with the Philistines. And Paul says, "We have the living God on our side. Who is going to go and meet this challenge?" Well, I want us to look at the reaction of the mature adults that encounter David in 1 Samuel 17 and ask ourselves about how it is that we encounter young people today, because these mature adults make three mistakes. The first is the mistake of David's older brothers. They tell him to mind his own business. They accuse him of failing to do his responsibility. "Go home and take care of the sheep." They tell him he has evil in his heart. Well, I'm sure they feel guilty that they're afraid and they're not meeting their responsibilities. And they don't want to hear from their kid brother that we have the living God on our side and somebody should go meet this giant. And so they feel guilty and they discredit him by telling things that are not true. And then we have the reaction of Saul. Saul makes a mistake. David goes and says, "I will go out and meet this giant." And Saul first tells him, "No, you can't because you're just a child." Saul then decides, "Okay, you can." And he puts his armor on David. Now, what's wrong with this picture? The king of Israel has the best armor. And instead of going out to meet the enemy himself and to lead his men into battle, He is cowering in his tent dealing with his anxiety by listening to music. Not a good plan. And when David comes, he decides to put his armor on David, but it doesn't fit. It's too heavy. David can't even walk. Sometimes we make the mistake that Saul makes. We expect young people or the next generation to do things in a way that worked for us years ago. And yet the world's changing so fast around us in communication, in technology, in advancements in medicine, in the way we share ideas, in open source. But we don't allow young people sometimes to pick up five smooth pebbles and address the challenge with a slingshot. Instead, we want them to put a bronze helmet and a shield on and go do it our way. But you see, the faith in the living God never changes, but the equipment does. We read in Hebrews chapter 13 that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But that doesn't mean we're going to take a shield and a sword into battle. Because sometimes the technology and the equipment of last year doesn't fit the challenges and the battle of this year. And Jesus had a few things to say about putting new wine into old wineskins. So we don't want to be like the big brothers and discredit the young. We don't want to be like Saul and make young people do battle the way we used to instead of the way they imagine. And the third mistake we don't want to make is the mistake that Goliath makes. Goliath underestimates David. He laughs at him. Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? Oh, Goliath had the last laugh, at least his own last laugh. Sometimes we look at children and we say, well, they're too inexperienced to understand the complexities of things, and they don't understand mortgages and interest rates, and we want to protect them from the worst HR kind of problems. But in our life as a church and in our lives as families, when it comes to what is our purpose, what is our mission, how do we love God, how do we treat our neighbors, our young people, our children, our youth, have something to contribute. So David runs quickly onto the battlefield. He only need one of those pebbles in his slingshot. He hit the giant right in the forehead, and the giant pitches forward into the dirt. And then this is my favorite part. David runs over to the giant, takes the giant's sword, and whacks off his head. Yeah, Goliath had seriously underestimated David. So what do we learn from these stories, and how do we apply it to our lives? Sometimes we mature folks born in the 20th century have allowed the passion and idealism of youth to kind of shrivel up inside of us. And we just think things are too complex and there's solutions to problems we just don't think anybody could understand. And we don't want other people, especially young people, to do it any differently. And so we hang on to control of things, and we don't necessarily let young people speak a word into our lives about those solutions. And there are big giants that we face, health issues and family issues and world issues. And yet young people, especially young people of faith, have something to say to us. So what's your part? Will you hear us every week invite you to help us with children and youth? There's so many ways that you can volunteer. And if you don't know what you need to do, call me. I'll talk it over with you. And the monies you give to the church operating fund, they pay the salaries of the staff that organizes all those volunteers that work with all these ministries. They kept the lights on when we had Upward Sports for 12 hours and 1,000 people came here yesterday through that process. So ask God what it is that He wants of you. As we get older, we sometimes just make excuses for why we don't have anything to offer. But in your heart, there is a remnant of that idealism and optimism and hopefulness and youthfulness. And if you will let the Holy Spirit breathe into your heart, that optimism, that passion, that faith will come alive again. And you will know what your part is in equipping the young to change the world in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you that you are never finished with us. And we thank you for all these children and youth who surround us, who sing and pray and work and volunteer. And we thank you for all of their parents and grandparents and all of the volunteers who come on this campus 7 days a week to help us teach the faith and to work alongside children. So breathe into our hearts right now with your power and help each of us to know our part. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Will you stand as we sing our closing hymn? King David served the living God, and it's in the power of the living God that you go out today carrying with you the hope and the inspiration and the purpose, for you are sent in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.